Okay, so I thought today we'd discuss, take a little bit of a break from Hilchos Nida and resume that Mishnah on Sunday. And we'll take a look at an inyan related to Purim. Probably, for most of us, it's the very first thing we remember about Purim and Mikra Megillah. And that is the idea of banging and making noise when we hear the name of Haman read in the Megillah. You know, people have traditional groggers and they have all kinds of other noise-making devices that people have come up with today, and all kinds of other sounds. And every kid who comes home from nursery school has got another gadget or something like that, or it's made out of plastic, it's made out of this. You know, they take jars of noodles or something like that and shake that in every which direction. They give the noodles away for Shalach Mana. All kinds of different things that people do with regards to banging. So where exactly does this come from? Obviously, there does not appear to be any explicit mentioning in the Gemara and Chazal of banging, but we hear the name of Haman, certainly not the Mishnayos and Maseches Megillah, which talk about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. I don't seem to see anything about banging the name of Haman and so on. So where exactly does this come from? So our point of departure is rather an unusual mocker, as we'll see. The Pasuk of Parshas Achrimos, in source number one, Parak Yudches Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Umizar chalositeh lahavir lamolech, this is a certain type of Avodah Zarah, as Rashi explains there in the Chumash, in the second source. This is a type of Avodah Zarah that was called Molech. This is what they used to do. Shemoser beno lekumarim, the parent would give his child over to the priest, you know, the religious leaders. Ba'osin shtei maduros gedolos, they have two bonfires, and the child would walk through these two, somehow these two pillars of fire. So it says two verbs in the pasuk. That's what Rashi's pointing out. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. Lo sitein zuhi misura sola chumarim. The two aspects, the two parts of this avera of Moloch. One is, as the verb says, back in source one, mizarcha lo sitein lahavir lamoloch, and allow to give the child over for the purpose of Moloch. That's one, that's lo sitein, and that's lahavir, zuhi havor. So, hey, Rashi is explaining the different aspects of this iser, of this avodah zarah. And he gets it, of course, from the Gemara Mishnah, actually, in Sanhedrin of Samach Dalad Amad Aleph, source number three. The Mishnah says, hanosim mizar lamoloch, eno chayv ad shiyim so lamoloch viyavir baich. Mishnah says you need the two steps. That's where Rashi got it from. You need two steps. Shiyim Salamolach and Yavir Be'esh. Mos Salamolach v'lo Hevi Be'esh. V'Hevi Be'esh v'lo Mos Salamolach. Eno Chayavad Shiyim Salamolach v'Yavir Be'esh. Okay. So Rashi says there's two things. Again, Rashi there in Sanhedrin, on that Mishnah, on Samach Da'al and Aleph. Shiyim Salamolach, Moso B'Yad Mishar Se'avod Azar. You give it to the idolatrous leaders or the priests. V'Yavir Be'esh. And the Gemara, now Rashi will explain how exactly that worked. Okay, and they learn it out. The Alpha Mikroi, the Tarina Bayin, you need both steps. Again, both verbs are in that pasuk. So exactly what was done. So you look in source number five, Amar of Yehuda. This is on Daf Samach Dal Amud Beis. The Mishnah was on Samach Dal Amud, but on Amud Beis, as Rashi told. So the Gemara elaborates. It's Amar of Yehuda. Eino chayev ad sheverenu derech ha'avora. Derech ha'avora. It only chayev when it's a form of passing through. What exactly is that? Look in Rashi first. In 6, Sanhedrin, Samach Dal Amud Beis, Derech Havora, Shloshina min hachok, ela kederech minag Havora samolech. You can't have done it to violate the specific Isser of Molech. It could be a different Avodah Zarah, but to violate the specific Isser of Molech, it has to be done the way that the Molech service was done. Shloshina min hachok, ela kederech minag Havoras HaMolech. It has to be done the way this particular Avodah Zarah of Molech was done. Again, you do other things, it could be violation of other aspects of other dinim of Avodah Zarah. The Molech had to be done in this particular fashion. Hechidami, back in the Gemara, the first line of five, what was done? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Shirga de Livni b'mitzi, Nura Mahaygis of Nura Mahaygis. So Rashi explains, Shirga or Shirga de Livni, Shuras Levenim Gavod, and a high kind of a brick wall, so to speak. Levain al Gabi Levain, a brick on top of brick. It was a high brick wall. And V'ha'esh Mikano Mikano, there was fire on either side of this wall. U'mavir ala V'eno Sarfo. And somehow the child would be brought on the top of this wall that has fire on each side. Right? So V'eno Sarfo, the child wouldn't get burnt. Okay? And okay, the Rashi then refers to another Gemara that, you know, there was a different thing when they did burn the child. That's not Molech. Okay, again, we're not interested so much in the din of Molech right now, but that's what Abaye says. Okay, good. But a second line back in five. Now, Rava Amar, what exactly was the practice? Kimashvarta de Puria. Kimashvarta de Puria. What is that? Look what Rashi says in 6. Rava Amar Meshvar to the Puya. Eino Mavir Baragla. They wouldn't pass him walking through, the way Rabbi said, but Rava says, Ela Kofet Baragla Kiderech Shatinokos Kovtin Bimei HaPurim. Says Rava, this practice of Molech was similar to what the children do, what the kids do on Purim. Shaisa Chafira Ba'aretz, there was some kind of a pit, a hole in the ground that they dug out. The Ha'esh Bo'erbo, and there's a fire coming out of that pit. They would light a fire in that pit. And who Kofetz Misafal Asafi, you have to jump from one end to the other. That was the practice of Molech. And says Rava, it's similar Kimishvar to the Puri. Of course, on Purim, it wasn't done for Molech, it was done for the fun, for entertainment. You know, we tend to think of fires and associated with Lag Bomer. Okay, but according to this Gemara, the fire was not Lag Bomer, but they had fires on Purim. And they would light fires, and kids would jump over the fire, or jump from one end to the other without getting burnt, hopefully.
Okay? Doesn't the Gemara also talk about, you know, the Tanoim playing with fire by the simple space of Shaweva?
Yes, juggling fire, yes, right. The Gemara in the end of Sukkah talks about that, I forgot who, some of them, maybe Rav Gamliel, or somebody who knew how to juggle fire, yes. Yeah, so they knew how to do tricks with fire. That was a form of entertainment. So what's interesting to us, and again, I'm not so interested in the details of Molech, okay? I mean, the Gemara concludes, by the way, there are 5. Tanya Kavasi Rova, Eno Chai Vad Shever, Derech Avora, Avir Beregel Potter. It had to be jumping over. Okay, some sort of, that was the Avoda. If you are interested in Molech, so take a look in the Rambam. I printed in Source 7, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav Alach Gimel. The Rambam says, Anos Mizala Molech, here's what you did. And yet they would have whatever he says, what the source is, and the warning in the Torah is lo yimtza b'cha ma'avir bino bito ba'esh keitzer osim madlik esh gedola, and so more like Abaye's way than Rava's way. Okay, again, I'm not so interested for the purpose of today's shiur in the details of Molech, but rather in what the Rava said. He brings this mashmar to the Purya. Apparently, that was the practice. You take a look in Source 8, the Aruch. The Sefer Aruch is an early work of Nosson Bala Aruch, one of the early Rishonim, really, you know, end of the Gonim period, really. And he wrote the kind of a dictionary of all the words in Aramaic in the Gemara, and they explained what they were. So the Anos Hashin, the letter Shin, he has the Shoresh Shin Vav Vav Resh. Okay, and that's the word Mashvarit. If you look back again in the original source, where Rava said in the second line of 5, there in Sanhedrin, Samoth Alam Beis, Rav Amar Kimashvarta de Purya. Right, so he explains what this word shin vav vav resh means. The Aruch doesn't sort of say pirish mashvarta base kfitza, something to do with jumping. Ki adam shu kofetz omer kamashra. That word, that verb shin vav vav resh means jumping. Im kofetz omer shavrele. A kaftan shirogil bekfitza karin shvara. So he has in Aramaic this word shin vav vav resh has to do with jumping. Someone who jumps right is called the shvara. Okay. All right. Now. If you look towards the end of the second line, what is it business with Purya, right? Rashvai to the Purya, Purya Hemimea Purim, and look what he writes. Minag b'chol olam kulo. It's a strong statement, but that's what he says. The Aruch says, Minag b'chol olam kulo. Shebachurim osin tzura kidmus haman. The minag in the whole world is that guys would make a sort of like a doll, something that was like haman, right? They're like in, you know, made out of paper mache or something like that. You know, they make something that allegedly looks like Haman. V'tolin os al gadusein dalet v'heyamim, and they would hang them from the rooftops, okay, in 4 or 5 days before Purim. And many people put up, I have my front door decorations of Purim, little cards that they fail from Purim, whatever. And these people used to take something like, they'd make something like a puppet or some sort of a doll that was supposed to look like Haman. They would hang it for 4 or 5 days. We may have Purim, and on Purim arrived, Osin Madur, they make a big bonfire, and they would throw that, it's like we call this in burning an effigy. That's such an expression in English, right? You burn someone or something, someone an effigy. They would take this doll, and they would throw it into the fire, and they would stand around, and Mizamim singing, you know. I don't know if you saw it, there were certainly, yesterday it snowed in Yerushalayim. So someone sent me a thing by the Kosel Maravi. So you had the snow, and the boys came down and danced, and Mishnichlis Adar Marbim Simcha, and they were dancing around the Kosel, ankle deep or more than snow. Anyway, so these kids would make these dolls or these puppets of Haman. They would hang them from the rooftop for 4 or 5 days, and then they would, on Purim day, they'd make a big bonfire. Like, again, we associate it usually with Lag Bomer. We have a tradition that Lag Bomer is always the same day of the week as Purim. That's one of the plug. Pei Lamed Gimel, Purim and Lag BaOmer the same day. So maybe that's where there's some connection, but I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is that on Purim, they would make these bonfires, and they would dance around and sing. And it would be some kind of ring in the middle that would jump through the ring, okay? And that tabas was called Mashvarta, Komar Beis Kafitza. So there you go. You had this practice, which the Aruch identifies, and again, I stress his words, at the end of the second line of 8, Minig b'chol olam kulo. This is not some one person does this. The Aruch identifies as Minig b'chol olam kulo. The Sefer HaManig, which is also... Yeah.
Well, doesn't Rabbi think that would be an issue of making it Tzuros Adam, just creating these...
I guess it wasn't realistic enough, I suppose. Maybe they didn't have the face. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question, but I guess it wasn't realistic enough to have that concern, you know, the puppet. Unless they felt that it was among the other things that we do with our Purim, sometimes, you know, we relax certain things in terms of taking things from each other or injuries on Purim. So it's a good question. I'm not sure. But or maybe it just wasn't realistic enough. But I'm just saying, the fascinating minute. Again, we associate fires with Lag BaOmer, but this was fires on Purim. The Manhig, Sefer HaManhig, also one of the Mishonim, in his Hilchos Megillah Os Chav Zayin, Megillah Star Mashenagu Kol Yisrael. He also says, Nagu Kol Yisrael, Lasos Meduros Gedolos, Belele HaPurim. They make big bonfires Purim night, Bekovtsin Alein, Behu Mashfar to the Puria, and that's what the Gemara is referring to, and so on. And so, and right at the end, Kach Matzasi, again, the Shvara, this word, Shin Vav Vav Reish, Mashvarta, Zloshim Kvitsa, and so on. And the Orchas Chaim as well, Hiltos Megillah, Purim Chelik Aleph, Sun Membeis, Os Membeis, 10, Umashenogu, Lasos, Meduros, Gedolos, Beleil Purim, Bekovtin Alein. I mean, I've never seen this any night of Purim that I've ever been to. I mean, you know, there's some, sometimes you have wild chagigas on Purim night, but I never saw anybody make bonfires. I don't think that that seems not to be a practice. But the days of Rishonim, this was, again, I'm just trying to show you. The Aruch talks about, the Manik talks about, the Aruch Chaim talks about, Mashvar to the Puri, the Isim Sanhedrin, and the Gemara talks about. I mean, it goes back to the days of the Gemara, apparently. Okay? And that's Kavitsa. And then that is jumping. And if you look on the third line of 10, Aruch Chaim, Uminag bebovel ube elam, Shaosin Tsuras Haman, Vitolos, they would make a Tsura of Haman, have it hang there, and on a Purim itself, they'd make this big bonfire and throw it into the fire. They would dance around and sing and jump and so on and so forth. So there you have an old custom in terms of blotting out Haman. Not exactly what we do in terms of waving a grogger. It's a little more dangerous, a little more exciting, I guess, for the kids. The Avudram, in his Purim, I think it's page Reish Test in the standard of Avudram editions in source 11. Okay, the Avudram writes, Kosev ben Ayarchi, Shenogin b'tzorfas u'b'provancia, okay, in France and Provence, Hatinokos, he says something else. Lokachas avonim chalokim, they would take smooth stones, v'lichtov aleim haman, and write haman on the stone, u'kshemazgir akoris hamagila haman, he makishin zu'alzu limchok kashmo, mishum shenemar v'shem mishum yirko. Okay, so that's already a little more similar to what we have. Okay, still not quite, but the Avudram quotes that in France, in Provence, the minhag was to take a stone, write the name of Haman on a stone, and bang these stones together. You know, when it would say the name of Haman, they would bang it together, and then hence blot out the written name of Haman on these stones. Because it says, Hashem Rishom Yerkov. Hashem Rishom Yerkov is a pasuk printed in source 12 in Mishlei, Perek Yud, Pasuk Zimel, Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Zion, Perek Yud, Pasuk Zion.
It wasn't about the sound, it was about erasing the name of Haman.
Right, that's correct. That's correct at this point, yeah. Okay, the Pasuk is, again, we're more familiar with the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk. You look at 12. First half of the Pasuk, Zechet Tzadok Levracha. Right, that we've heard of. Shem Rishom Yerkov is less familiar. But anyway, that's the Pasuk. And then he quotes, look back in 11, the second line, the Avudram quotes, Uchein Omer B'medrish, Timcha Zichar Amalek, Afilu Mikol Me'al Ha'etzim Al Avonim. Okay, when it says Timah, that's in this Shabbos, it's Parsha Zohar, right? So we read at the end of Parsha Zohar, Timcha Zechamalach, whatever. Okay, I printed a Pasuk in 13, right? We'll see in a second, though. The Avudram writes, it says Timcha Zechamalach, Afilim Alechamalach, then he writes, Kosuv Ba'orach, it says in the Orach that Minig in Babel, and so on and so forth. Okay, now I just want to point out, it's interesting. You go back to the Orach for a second. I don't know. I didn't see him say this, but it's possible. If you look back in the Aruch, you have the Lashon at the end of 8, second line of 8, Minog Bechola Olam Kulo. See that? Minog Bechola Olam Kulo. And that's also how the Orchis Chaim quotes it. But, no, I'm sorry. That's not how the Orchis Chaim quotes it. The he quotes it. But look at the Orchis Chaim. It says, Uminog Bebovel Ube'elon. So I'm just wondering if, you know, the original text, because that's how the Avudram quotes it also, that the many quotes in the Oroch like that, B'minig Bavel ve'Elam, those are places. Okay, Bavel is Bavel, Elam is also, it's in the Chumash, right? So, and maybe that kind of got corrupted into B'chol ha'Olam, Bavel ve'Elam. I don't make a big deal about it, this, you know, the manuscript scholars can identify, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because the Avudram is saying, just said that in Tsarfas and in Provencia, that was not the minig, right? Their minig was with the stones. Then the Aruch, right, the minig, again, and the way the Avudram quotes it, look in the third line of 11, Kasub Aruch Sheminig Bavel Ve'elam. That's not, maybe those words, Bavel Ve'elam, again, in a handwritten thing, got corrupted to B'chol Olam. Whatever it is, but it certainly was a minig. So but he quotes the whole thing. What?
30 minhag should be the minig of Kol Olam.
Say it again?
Maybe it's the remez, that the Sephardi minhag should be the remez, which should be the minig of
Kol Olam. Okay, okay. Okay, spoken by Swati, good, could be. But anyway, that's I'm not making a big deal about it, but it's just a question. But bottom line, it was a minute, and he quotes the whole thing over there. But my point in the Avudram also is he obviously links these two practices. In other words, he by quoting these things together, he links the practice of Tsarfas and Provencia to bang these stones together with the minig in Bavel and Elam or elsewhere in the world, you know, to have this this fire and then jumping and so on and so forth. So I'm just saying it seems to be of the same, you know, of the same basis. Now the Pasuk says, again, I printed the Pasuk in 12, but look at 13. That's the Pasuk in the end of Kiseitza, which of course we'll read Shabbos Parsha Zohar. It says, V'hoya banich ha-shemal kecha l'chol m'chol v'echa m'sari v'arz ha-shar ha-shemal kecha m'os l'chol n'achol l'rishto t'imcha ha-zecha ha-mol v'nach ha-shemal lo t'shkal. So Rashi writes, okay, now notice the Avudram said, we have a Medrash, and he says, Ayin Rashi, Timcha Zechamalak, Afila Me'ala Eitzim Alabonim. I just want to point out, we don't have that Nusuch. We don't have that Girsa. We don't have a Girsa that says, Me'ala Eitzim Alabonim. The practice that Avudram quoted, they would write a Dafka on stones, and then would bang the stones together, so it would rub it out from the stones, because it says, Me'afilo Me'ala Eitzim Alabonim. I'm simply pointing out, you know, maybe you can find a different manuscript. I don't know. I looked a little bit. I didn't find it in the Midrash that we have. But okay, Rashi by us just says, you look in 14, Timcha Zech HaMalek, there in Tisaitse, Berkhaf Hev Dvarim Pasuk Yutas, Meish Varisha Melo Vajon, Mishom Hatzel, which is a Pasuk from the Haftorah, Shelo Yeshem HaMalek Nizka Afila Al Behema, Kelomer Behema Zu Mishal HaMalek Haisa, but it doesn't say anything about Eitzim Vavonim. Okay, could be at a different Girsa, maybe there's other manuscripts. I don't want to make too big a deal about it, but that does point out we don't have it. It's interesting, this concept of Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Vashem Rishom Yirka, again, a Pasuk in Mishnah, very good Pasuk Zion. So that comes up from something in the Torah, okay, and you'll see why I'm bringing it in shortly. You look in 15, Parshas Vayera, okay, in Parakiv Yurches Abarashis. This is when Kodesh Baruch was about to tell Avram Avinu what he's planning to do in terms of destroying Sodom and Amor and the other cities. So it says, Parakiv Pasuk Yitzayin Abarashis, Hashem Amar Mechasen Avram Hashem Yosef, should I hide from Avram and Avinu? No, Yurches, Avram Hayo Yeh Legoi Godel Vatsum, Benivrichubo Kol Goy Aretz. Avram is a great person and so on. He's a source of blessing for the whole world. What's it got to do? Why mention that just then about Avram? We know who Avram was. It's not the first parsha that he's mentioning. So why suddenly would this parenthetical remark be thrown in over here? So Rashi, the Abrashi, 16, of Avram, ho yeh, midrash agoda, zeich l'tzadik l'bracha, ho l'izkiro bercho. And that's what zeich l'tzadik l'bracha means, right? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned Avram, in Pasuk Yitzayin, Hashem Omar, Chasin Avram, so once having mentioned Avram's name, the proper thing is to say a bracha about Avram, right? And the same thing, by the way, in reverse. Back in Parshat Lech Lecha, it says regarding the people of Stone Taka in Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, Avram Yashav Eretz and Kanan Lot Yashav Arakir Vayela at Sodom, right? That's what after Avram and Lot, so called Avram then, after Avram and Lot parted company. So it said Lot went to Stone. And by the way, it says Yud Gimel Va'anshei Stone Roy V'Chatan L'Hashem Ma'od. The people of Sodom were very evil. So Rashi there also says in Parak Yud Gimel Abrashis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Banshei Sodom Roim, Bafel Pichin Lo Nimna Lot Lishkanim, fine. But Rabbi Seinu Lomdu Mikan, Shem Yishom Yerkov. Right, same thing. Just like in a mention of Rom, so Tzema Bracha mentioned Sodom and mentioned something negative about them. Where does conference in Gemara? Okay, the Gemara in Laman Chesim Abayz in Yuma says in 19, Amalei Ravina Lahumid Rabbanan, Hab Misara Gadat HaKamei, Minoah HaMilsa Da Amar Rabbanan, Zecher Tzadak Lebracha. Someone, the Ravina once asked one of the Rabbanim, who's an expert in Agadic matters, well, where does this idea come from, Zecher Tzadik Levracha? Where's it come from? It's a Pasuk. Amalah, the Haksiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Where's it come from? It's a Beferish of Pasuk Mishlei. It sounds like he's asking, where does this concept come from, Zecher Tzadik Levracha? The answer, it's a Pasuk Mishlei, a very good Pasuk Zion. To clarify, no, I mean, where is it in the Torah? Midaraisa, where do they have such a concept in the Torah? So then he answered, the Ksiv, Hashem, Amar, Chasin, Avram, Sherni Yosef, Uksiv, Avram, Ho, Yel, Goy, God, Avatam. And Minoha Milsa Amar Rabbanon Shem Yerusham Yerkov. Amalei Daksiv Shem Yerusham Yerkov. Same pasuk. But midaraisim and olan. Uksiv ayal ad storm. Uksiv anshe storm. Anshe storm. Roim vechatoim ma'od. Okay, so the same thing, and that's a Rashi in Yuma there says, and I'm chasen reis, I'm chasen reis, Avram, the Kemish Yiskish Mo Bercho, v'samach lev Avram, etc., etc. So there's a Medrash over there in Parshas Vayera, Bereshis Rabbah, a Medrash in Parshas Mem Tes, in Bereshis Rabbah, Os Aleph, Simon Aleph, V'Hashem Omar, I'm chasen Avram, V'Yitzchak Pasach, V'Yitzchak connected this to Zecher, Tzadok Baruch, V'Hashem Yisham Yerkov, Omar Yitzchak, Kol Mishum Maskos, Tzadok, V'en Mavrocha, Over Basay, My time is Zecher Tzadok Baruch, Kol Mishum Maskos, Arosho, and Makala, Over Basay, that's a strong statement. The way the Medrash says it, if you mention the name of Tzadok and you don't give him a bracha, you're violating Asay. Again, it's an exaggerated statement, but it shows that it's important. And the same thing, okay, because it says Zecher Tzadok Baruch, Kol Mishum, second line of 21, Kol Mishum Maskos, Arosho, V'en Makalo, someone who mentioned the name of Rosh is not Makalim, also is Over Basay, My time is Shem Rishon Yerkov. And a little bit later, it says, listen to this, that's why I'm bringing this. Now you see why I'm bringing this whole thing in from Bereshis with Avram and so on. Because Rabbi Brechev, Rabbi Chav, Meshum, Rishmo, Bernachem, Yonasan, Kasher Magil, Apostle Zeh, Asher Hogla, Yerushalayim, Im Hagola, etc. Asher Hagla, Sevichon, Amelach Yuda, Asher Hagla, Nebuchadnezz, Amelach Bava. Remember, that's the passage in the beginning, towards the beginning of Parak Beis, the Megillah, when Mordechai is introduced in the Megillah. Ish Yehudi, Haya, Beshushan, Abira, Ushmo, Mordechai, right? I printed in Pasuk. In 22, right? The Perek Beis Pasuk Hey. Ish Yehuda Hayah B'Shushan Birah Shmo Mordechai Ben Yor Ben Shimon Kish Ish Yemini. Okay? That's when Mordechai, that Pasuk said out loud. But the next Pasuk, I should have printed, didn't. Pasuk Vav says, we have the minik to lay that in the Echatrup. Right? They have the minik to lay that in the Echatun. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim Yimagala Asher Haglasayim Yichanyam Melech Yudah Asher Haglam Nebuchadnezzar Melech Vavel. Right? So that we lay that because Mordechai was among the Jews who were taken in the exile, you know, that 11 years before the Churban, right? 11 years before the Churban, the leading Jewish citizens were already taken out of Eretz Yisrael and sent to Babel. So among, according to this Pasuk, among those people was Mordechai. Also Yechezkel HaNavi, right? Yechezkel HaNavi was exiled before the Churban. He wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. He was alive when the Churban happened. We discussed this in the past. Yechezkel was alive when the Churban happened, but he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyahu was in Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyahu was one of our Echa, right? Yirmiyahu was an eyewitness to the events. But Yechezkel knew about it, but only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talked about this by a Sarva Tavis, no? Okay, that Yechezkel lived in Babel. Many Jews, leading Jewish citizens, the Chorish Ramaska, the Pasuk says, which understood to mean the Talmidei Chachamim and the upper class, the elite and so on, they were exiled 11 years before the Chorban. So that's what this Pasuk says. Not with Tzidkiyahu, who was the final king, but in Yechonya Melech Yehuda. Anyway, that's a Pasuk Milas Esther, which we read the Trump of Echa. And to listen to this. So when this Sub Shmuel Ben Nachman, whoever it is that's identified in this Medrash, when they came to that Pasuk in the Megillah, Shehagam Mishlai Magola, and they said the name of Nuchadnetzar, Haya Omer, Haba Omer Nebuchadnetzar Shchik Atzamos. Let Nebuchadnetzar's bones rot. That's when Nebuchadnetzar's name is mentioned in the Megillah, his practice was that people would utter to themselves, let his bones rot. Okay, like we say, Yimach Shemo. Right? In other words, when they would say Nebuchadnezzar, he says, so Nebuchadnezzar's name is many times. We don't do that every time Nebuchadnezzar comes up in Yirmiyahu. And the answer is, El Shekol Nebuchadnezzar, Nun, says Nebuchadnezzar, Shekosu Yirmiyahu, because at that point he was still alive. They can say, well, his bones right, he was still alive. All right, maybe he could say he should drop dead, but when Nebuchadnezzar was alive, he didn't say that. But here he was already dead. Okay, so that's one thing that he did when they came to that pasuk. Then look at the end of the 21, that Medrashim Bereishis Rabbah. Rav Kavamata Lahaman Bipurim, Amar Arar Haman Barurim Banav. When he came upon the name of Haman on Purim, Rav would say, Arar Haman and Arurim Banav. The Kayam Ashenemar, the Shem Rishoyim Yerkov. So there you go. You have in this unusual source, unlikely source, of Medrashim Bereishis Rabbah, two practices. It's interesting, there's a joke, you know, Sataka, we do follow, we make noise by Haman, right? So this is a Purim Torah joke. Well, we make noise Taka by Haman, but how come we don't bang by Nebuchadnezzar Taka in that pasuk? We show Nebuchadnezzar was no great hero. So how come Taka by Nebuchadnezzar, we don't make noise when they say his name in that pasuk? So the joke is, because Nebuchadnezzar, as bad as he was, at least he had the courtesy and the respect that he destroyed the base of Victor of Tisha B'Av. It's a sad day anyway. But the Haman who did on Purim, it's a cheerful day. So Haman's worse. Okay, anyway, be that as it may, our minig is not to bang by Nebuchadnezzar, but we do follow something with regards to Haman. Now, it's also this, yeah.
This is like a side question. How did it come that we only say you know, Zechus Tzadik Livracha for, you know, dead people? You know,
it's a good question. That's a later minute. Actually, I don't have time for it right now, but I actually once did give a shir about it. It should be on my Torah. I spoke about saying, you know, Zechus Tzadik Livracha and Olivah Shalom and these things. I have a share about it somewhere, but another time. Look, quite clearly it wasn't intended that way initially. Okay, that's for sure. Okay, I think attack of the share may have been in Parshas Vayera. Look in the take a look in Yitro. I have a share. I forgot what it's called. I think it might be called saying Zatzal and Shlita and all these different things. There are different menhagim today. Just to, I don't know that I answered the problem, but I was worried a little bit, you know, that the practice changed. Okay, but there's a sheer around. I'll try and find it with that for you. Okay, anyway, and I have Makoris, and I can get them to you. Okay, anyway, so back to this. So the pasuk there, it's interesting because, you know, Mordechai is identified as Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishim, and Ephraim, Shevet, Ben Yamin, and Ishihudi is more of a general statement. That's some discussion. Was he from Yehuda, from Ben Yamin, maybe from one parent's side? Again, not our issue now. But who is this Shimi? Now, it doesn't mean that it was direct, Mordechai ben Yor ben Shimi ben Kish, you know, it doesn't mean it was one after the other. It could be several generations are skipped. It's just from descendant of that family. So Shimi, we know, Shimi ben Gera, right? That's in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yutes. Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech, okay? And Avishai ben Tzruya was one of David's men. In Shmuel Bey's Perek Yutes, Pascha Bey's wanted to execute him right there. Vayan Avishai ben Tzruya v'amah, ha-sachazot, v'yumas Shimi ki kilas Mashiach Hashem. He just cursed you, the anointed of God, the Melech. He's put to death. But in Pasuk of Gimel, famous Pasuk of David, Mali ulachem and Eitzua, Kisila Yom, Sotar Yom, Yumas Ish B'Yisrael, Kiladati, Kiyayom, Ani Melech HaYisrael, Ramelech HaShimi Lo, Samus Vayishav Allah HaMelech. He swore they would not kill Shimi at that particular time. The Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash there in Shmuel Beis, okay, it's Ramez Kuf Nun Aleph, Shmuel Beis, Pasuk Yutes, Perek Yutes, it says, Ro David Baruch HaKodesh, Adam Omeid, Mimenu V'Asir Lashot Shur Gadol, V'Nikra Ish Yehudi. Okay, Bishuso Nitzah. I didn't want to execute Shimi right then and there because he foresaw Ruach HaKodesh and Shimi would have a descendant. And of course, that's a reference to Mordechai. And then at Medrash also, it says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu David Ato Itzalta Shimi B'Shusho Yolid Es HaTzadik Al Shimchani Kosesh Nemar Ish Yehudi. That's why it's called Ish Yehudi, even though it's from Binyamin, because his life was saved, or his ancestor's life was saved by David, who's of course from Shevet Yehuda. That's why he's called Ish Yehudi. Biologically, he's Binyamin, but his life was saved by some Yehuda. Anyway, and then the Medrash there concludes, Al Zeh Nemar Zeh Chetzalik Ibracha Zeh Mordechai B'Shem Shem Yerkav Zeh Haman B'Chaveru. Okay? Now, so based on all this, we do see a makor for, you know, making some sort of destructive activity. That this goes back to the rubbing those, banging those two rocks together, you know, destroy the name of Haman. The Sefer HaManig in Hilchos Megillah Ochi Ches 25 says, "Umasha Nogu B'Tzarfas Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Lomar Oro Haman Barur and Bonav Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esther," which we do in Shoshanas Yaakov, right? Native the Shvardim say Shoshanas Yaakov Asheheni.
I honestly don't know.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. But this, I mean, it's an early piyut, so maybe some other form. But anyway, let's check it out.
Who's Haman v'chaveiro?
That's a good question also. Does it mean Rishayim in general? Or does it like mean Zeresh? Anybody who supported him? Huh?
It's like Zeresh?
Well, Zeresh is white, maybe. You know, there's a guy in my shul character anyway. So, again, we've been banged by Haman. So he also makes a point of making a noise by when he says Zeresh. No, it says, "Vayisaper lo chama v'zereshis." So you hear him, "Lulu." It makes noise by Zeresh also. He also does it by Memuchan in the beginning, because according to tradition, Haman's original name was Memuchan. All right. Anyway, Chaveru could be his supporters. It could be his children. Zeresh b'nei Haman. Anyway, what's interesting is look at the Manhig in 25. We'll come back to this point. Mashanogu b'tzorfas achar kriyas hamigila. We say Oror Haman and so on. Okay. After. And the Mani quotes this Medrash, quotes the Yushalmi, and the Medrash embraces Rabbi that we just saw on the Pasuk of Mechasen and Avram. And Rav Omar, you have to say Aror Haman and so on and so forth. Okay? And he also mentioned Charvona, Vigam Charvona Zachlatov. He also mentions the Kimatel Ahai Pasuk, Asher Hegel and Nebuchadnezzar, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, Tzarek Lomar, Nebuchadnezzar, Shchok HaTzomos, but not in Yirmiyo. And then he writes at the end of 25, the next page at the top, he says, Valkein Minaga Tinokos. Okay, the minig of the kids, but Tzarfas Prans, Lakachas Chaluke, Anachav Alichtav Aleim, Haman, Makishin, Zu Al Zu. Okay, again, the minig of the kids. Okay, meaning of the kids. That's how the Orchaz Chaim also quotes in Os Mem Aleph 26. Mashanogo Provancia Vitor Lokan Arm Chaluke Avonim, smooth stones, and they ride hum and they bang in, so on and so forth. And again, it's Kimocho Emcha Zecha Molek, right? The whole idea is Timcha Zecha Molek, or the Pasuk Mishalach and Purim Morning's Lane, Kimocho Emcha Zecha Molek, etc. Okay. The Sefer Minhagim, again, also European Minhagim, Minhage Klausner, okay, Simon Pebe's Osches. And yes, so for Shamatzi, Lechachma Kishu Alavonim, the Kamel and Kolamaska, Tzadik Tzorach Lavorcho, Kolamaska Tzorach Tzorach Lekalo, and so on. Okay. And he writes, here's practice, and I'm trying to show you that there were different variations on this practice in different places. The Ato Kishimaz Kirinus Mordechai, Omer Hatzibur Belachash, Zecha Tzadik Lavorcho. You hear what he says there? Apparently, because in our shuls, we're makpid on making noise by Haman. That's Shemesh Shom Yerkab. We don't do the Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So the Sefer HaMehagim quotes a minute that when Mordechai's name is mentioned in the Megillah, the Tzibur says quietly, Zatzal Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Umeshah Ezkir Shem Haman, Omer Shemesh Shom Yerkab. So actually, the real minig is to say those words. That's the pasuk officially. To say Zecher Tzadik Levracha when you hear Mordechai's name, say Shemesh Shom Yerkab by Haman's name. But look what he writes at the end. Umeshum De'ein Hanarim Yodim Lomar Shemesh Shom Yerkab. But that's an unfamiliar pasuk, and the kids don't know how to say it, or you know, the kids don't have the knowledge of the psukim to be able to say it. So therefore, nago of zlam la hakish bavanim kishemaskiru. So loma yirkav shmol askiru. Hashem reinu menachem. So the same in Hagim, see what he says. He said it became the practice of the kids because they can't save it. The real minig is to save Hashem Rishom Yirkav, right? That's how he quotes them in Hagim Klausner, and also here
he leaves out any mention of writing the name on the rocks.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, it's true. This says to make noise in a chanami. That's correct. That's a good point. Okay, that's how the other Mishaper Menhagim, the Tirna Menhagim, in his Hanhagos Menhagim Purim Os Nunhei, the Tikna B'Shula Tinokos. But he has a different reason. Kedei Shalo Yishno. The kids shouldn't fall asleep. You know, the Megillah is pretty long, right? The kids shouldn't be bored. They shouldn't get distracted. They shouldn't fall asleep. Sh'af heim chayim b'mikra Megillah. Okay, meaning they're also chayim. What's that?
They shouldn't interrupt.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that at the end. Okay, there's always party poopers, but we'll see
I'm
about
sure
that.
Not sure if having them make noise, you know, is a...
Yeah, it's an issue. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. So, in any event, he quotes that they shouldn't fall asleep. Same thing. Inami has another interesting makor. It says, in bin hakos harosh. That's when you give malchus. So sof tevos haman. Look at the words. V'haya im bin. Right? The last letter of the word v'haya is hey. The last letter of im is mem. The last letter of ben is nun. So v'haya im bin, that's haman. Hakos harosh. Okay, you beat. You make noise. Okay, nice little... Remes for those who like those kinds of things. The Shabbat Aleket in Yom Purim, Inyan Purim, Simon Reish 29. Motzasi b'Shem Reinu Shlomo. I'm not sure if he means Rashi or somebody else. Yesh Mekomos Sha'omrim Achar Abrocha Piyut Noe Kegon Asher Haini. So he quotes again. This is only Rishonim. He quotes the minute to say this Piyut Noe, and you say there Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esther Ar Haman Ura Zeresh Umakin Raglan, O Evan Al Evan, Umashabrin Kderes, they make noise, but pots, they bang. Meaning, from the Shabbat Aleket, it sounds like there, the practice is not to make these noises during the mention of Haman during Megillah reading, but rather afterwards, when they said the Piyot, they said, Haman, you know, there to make noise, when we sing Shoshanas Yaakov afterwards, okay? And then
Lachas. After Arabah Tivenu?
Right, it sounds like after, right, it sounds like after the bracha. After, sounds like, again, he's saying, achar bracha, I mean, the last bracha, the Rav Yisrael, right, after...
Not after the first bracha.
No. I think he's dafka saying, the minute was dafka, you know, when the Megillah was over. And then, umeshabchin laboreh, shahitza samu yisrael, and you say, michamocha, and different things, you know, and these are all, he writes at the end, v'choze ein achobe, it's not obligatory, it's all a minute, okay? Interestingly enough, the Maharil, okay, now the Maharil in Minhagim and Hilchos Purim and Osir Beis, written by the Talmud, number 30. V'chein hevanti bo shelo haya makbir lahakos haman kiminik. He was not makbir on this. Okay, the Maharil was a yeke. Okay, so you know they're not going to do something that seems disorderly in shul. So his minik was not makbir to bang by the name of Haman. I think to this day the yekes don't bang.
The personality goes back that far.
Could be. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, but, no, by the way, the Ekkes do follow very, very strictly the Minhag of the Maharil. Okay. He was German, you know, a great German Talmud Chacham, one of the more important authorities, so Minhag Ashkenaz in general, but the Breuer's community very often follows the Pesachim of the Maharil, even when we don't necessarily do it ourselves, the rest of the Ashkenazim. So, again, you know, I don't want to say, you know, but I'm not sure if you know if that's really true. You know, I mean, among all the different jokes about Purim is that, you know, you can say this about the Ekkes, you say about the Litvaks, you know, why do we read certain psukim in the Trump of Echa? They say, well, you know, you want the Ekkes and the Litvaks to have a little bit of pleasure on Purim also, you know, so we have to, you know, so they say, so why don't you read the whole Megillah? Well, not too much pleasure, you know. All right, anyway, but so it says by the Mario, the truth is, I don't have it in these sources. When I made these sources a bunch of years ago, and the truth is, the Maram Shik were not found in the Bar Ilan, so I should really insert it, whatever. But the Maram Shik, as a tshuva, he says very maybe what the Maril meant was he personally didn't do it. Remember, we said it's a minute the kids. He felt the adults shouldn't do it, right? The adults can save a shame or shame Yerkov, maybe they don't do anything. And maybe the Maril only meant that the lawyer Makbil Hakos Haman, he didn't do it. Okay, he's an adult, they're over the shul. Okay, he didn't do it. But it doesn't mean they reject the Haman. Then the Maram Shik thinks maybe that's not true because the Maril was the Balkari. I think I mentioned it in the past. The Maril was a chazan in the Balkari. And I've heard, on more than one occasion, certain Ashkenazic traditions in terms of Nusach HaTfilah come from the, you know, in terms of the tunes, come from the Maharil. Okay, like for example, you know, on Yontif, we have a different Nusach, Hamabarach HaZamah Yisrael, Bashalom. You know, that my son just answered Amen from the other room. Very good. Okay, anyway, all right. Character. Okay. Anyway, we do that. That's from the Maharil or Yom Narayim. You know, Magen Avraham. Right. That's also the Maharil. Anyway, so I don't know what the Maharil's practice of the Beis Yosef though. In Siman Tovrei Sadi in the Purim, by rights and or Chaim Siman Tovrei Sadi Osiyat Zion 31. Kosev Baruchas Chaim Kishemazker Akaris Shem Hamun Abanim Menashkin Menakshin Atirokas Ba'avodim Obeluchas Eitz Shviyadam VeKosev Bahem Shem Hamun. Ubarov and not only Haman, but his children's name on it. Aydan Nikosh Hem Nimchakim Ulamina Gazeh Ye Shorish Bagoda. Ramina Kimacho Zechamacho Emcha Zechamalak. I feel him out. Again, I didn't see it. Okay, there. Although maybe you know, look, maybe it's in Beshalach. Maybe it's a Macho Emcha. He quoted Macho Timcha. The Beis Yosef has a Macho Emcha. So maybe I have a Chumash with Rashi handy. Okay, so I don't want to get up. I just realized that now. Maybe because the when it was originally quoted, it said, because it says Macho Timcha, and I showed you that's not our Nusa. But hold on one second. And I'm just curious myself. My Chumashim in the other room. Oh, boy. All right, whatever. Someone has a Chumash handy? Look up. See, does it say by Bishala, by the Purim Morning Lane? Does it say Macho Emcha over there? Maybe it does. Maybe that's the meaning. I tell about him. Okay. All right, something to look up. We'll double check. Remember, the Beis Yosef quotes it, and he writes, "V'lachein, look at the end, 31. Ein lahalig al haminhagim. Don't belittle, don't mock any minhagim. Ki lo lachinim nikbu. Amina gazen nogim mitzorfas v'vantiv enosin tam v'shem v'sham v'sham yirkov." Okay? Okay. So the Dark Emotions of Amor agrees with the Mechaber on this, the Beis Yosef on this. Okay? And Simon Tofrei Tzadi in Sukkot and Dalet, Oz Dalet 32 in the Dark Emotion. He quotes the Abudram. Okay, we don't have to read the whole thing. And he mentions the Maharil also. The Maharil was not choshesh for this. And he quotes the Aruch and in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in that siman, Tofrei Sadi, Sif Yud Zayin. So it quotes a bunch of different minhagim of Megillah reading. So it mentions Minhag Kol Yisrael 33. Minhag Kol Yisrael Shakori Kori Poshet Ki Geres. Our minhag is to fold the Megillah, not to read it like we say for Torah when it's rule, but to fold it, you know, like a when he's here, you hear type letters that, you know, they're folded over. It's always a pain because, you know, the whole year long, the Megillah's in its box and it's rolled up. So it's always a nuisance to do it. But that's the minig, laharos haneis. And then afterwards, you roll it up and so on. And the Ramah quotes, Yeshua kosher noga lomer dalet psukim shel geula b'kol ram, right? You say ish Yehudi and Mordechai Yotzel, Ahudu and Sa'ora. Mordechai, we say it out loud. That's our minig in the Ashkenazim. And then the Chazim reads it again. And od kosher shenaga tinokos lotzur turas haman al-eitzav avanim. O licht of Shem Haman Aleim. They make a picture of Haman. They write the name Haman. Okay. That's the pasuk in Kisetze. And Rishay Mishom Yerkov, Umizeh Nishtarva Minik, from here came the Minik, Shemakim Haman, Kishakaram Megillah, Beisak Knesses, the Ein Levat El Shum Minhag, Olilog Olav Kilo Lachinam, Hukbo. That's the Beis Yosef writes, and the Ramor brings it Lahalacha. Okay? The Yimogar Avram, okay, says in Sukkot Chafalev, he says the name of the Labush, which I printed in 35, the Labush says in Sifrei Zayin, when you say Haman, you should say the word Shem Rishom Yerkov. Okay? Because Kore, the adults, Kore, Shem Haman, you should say Shem Rishom Yerkov. And Noah get Tinokas, it can't say it, they bang and so on and so forth. Okay? And, okay. And he also quotes Sofei Tevas, Vahim Bin Hakos, Arash, Haman, and so on and so forth. And don't get rid of any Minig. It's interesting that Mishnah Berurah writes in this Charatzion, in Os Nun Zayin, that he's not happy with this idea of saying Mishem Rishom Yerko. Okay, look at 36. Hine lo hetakti. I didn't copy in the Mishnah Berurah. Mashahavin and Havi, I make a Hogan of Ram, Mishem Alabush, I Omer Shem Rishom Yerko basically is Haman. Okay, because he's concerned about a Hefsik. Okay, and he says, V'af im name of the Zelo Hakashiv Hefsik, Mishum Dim Yonah Shayom. Okay, maybe it's not really a Hefsik, but it's part of the same activity. Still, Al Koponim Yuchal Litzmach means a Kilkul Godel. Okay, because if everything's going to be muttering, the shame of Shom Yerkov, so the kilkel will come out of it. Shalo Yishma, Eze Tevas Min HaShatz. While, you know, there are always some people say it louder, they can say it slowly. And meanwhile, the Baal Kori moved on, you're going to miss words and so on. Okay, so he says, Shalo Yishma is Eze Tevas Min HaShatz, Aydei Zevelo Yatzaz, because of Megillah. Lachain Tov, Shalo Omar Kal. Better not to say it. Okay, during Megillah reading, after Megillah reading, during Shoshanas Yaakov, then say whatever you want. Okay, but during Megillah reading, the Sharet Mishnah Berurah said, that's why I didn't quote this practice in the Mishnah Berurah proper, because I'm concerned about Hefsek, and, you know, some people say it loud, and some people be distracting. The Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva about this, in Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, Orachaim Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, tshuva to Rav Chaim Greenblatt. He writes, Binyan Lahafsik Lomar, Shem Rishom Yerkov, Kishikorin Haman, Rukris Megillah, and so on. And the Esekashu, you know, he quotes the Levush, and he quotes the Shaar HaTzion. And anyway, he said, you know, the truth of the matter is, it's not the end of the world. I always announce this in my shul. You know, people should be careful not to have any hefsek in the Megillah, not to miss any words from the Megillah. But the truth is, if you miss some words, you can make it up. I always announce this. Sometimes, you know, some kid made noise by Haman and you missed the next word, or the baby distracted you, or you dropped your sitter. You know, there's a lot of things, and suddenly the Baal Kori is four words later. So the I always say, catch up, just read in your Chumash. All right, as long as you don't do that for more than half the Megillah. Okay, because you can't do that for more than half the Megillah, but up to half the Megillah, you read from a, it's better to hear it, of course, we talk aksav, but if you didn't, you can read it from a printed text also. Anyway, so the Moshe Feinstein is bothered by this practice, and he says, look, you know, he quotes that Yerushalmi, we mentioned from Bereishis Rabba, that they would say, Shchik Atzomos, don't let his bones rot, by Nebuchadnezzar, then maybe that's okay. But at the end, there Moshe writes, agrees with Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Lachen misafek ula yosa tov shalolam." Is that maybe better? Again, meaning that there's a good origin for it, the good sources for it, but maybe the better practice is not to. I don't have it in the.
Have you seen why Nebuchadnezzar gets off the hook this
one? Other than the joke, I don't really know. Other than the joke I told before that, you know, he did it on Tisha B'Av, so at least he had courtesy to do it on a sad day. And then Mordechai did it, and Haman did it on a cheerful day. That's why he's worse. But I don't know. I don't know. Okay, you're right. I mean, it's a good question. I don't have it. This is not in the source, but the Nimuke Orachaim, which is a collection of the practice of the Munkacher, the Michas Elozer. The Michas Elozer and the Nimuke Orachaim on this Simon. So he quoted his father, who was a Darkei Tshuva. Right, the Darkei Tshuva, Haven Yaradei, the Darkei Tshuva. So his father, in the period afterwards, I'm not sure when he would hear Haman. I think it says that when Haman's name, when he was hanged at the end, when Haman was hanged, so then he would say the pasuk from Sefer Shoftim, you know, from the end of Shir Zvor, Kain Yovdu Kol Avecha Hashem. Okay, the same thing should happen to all the enemies. And it's interesting because some people have the practice, and when we sing Shoshanas Yaakov, so it's, I think in the Siddurim they print in parentheses. So we say, Aror Haman Asher Bikesh Abdi Baruch Mordechai Yehudi Arur Zeresh Esh Mavchidei Brucha Esther Badi. And some versions, and it says Arurim Kol Rishayim and Bruchim Kol Tzadikim. You ever see that? Some of the Siddurim print after that, I think in parentheses, because not everybody has the minute to say, but maybe that's the idea of the Minchas Elazar. And he traces it back to, you know, the Minchas Elazar, the Arkechuvah, come from the Bnei Yisrael. So it goes back to Bnei Yisrael. Okay. Anyway, so there are different practices. It's interesting, the Chassam Sofer, and again, I don't have it here, but the Chassam Sofer, take a look at how it goes on this siman in Tafra Yishtari. It's not on the sheets. The Chassam Sofer says you should really blot out Haman's name. You shouldn't even hear it. Not like this, Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't even hear the name. This means no one should even hear you read the name. So it's a little difficult. What do you mean? So you're going to miss these words. So the answer is really you shouldn't hear it. So, I mean, it's always, I remember, you know, discussing with my father Hashem sometimes, you know, we speak about Mocho Emcha Zecham, we should obliterate Amalek, right? Wipe out Amalek and so on. And so how does anybody today heard of Amalek and Haman? Can we keep it alive? it's to physically destroy them, but still, you know, and we're never supposed to forget what they do, but it's only because of us that anyone's ever heard of Amalek and Haman nowadays. So that's maybe the Chassam Sofer, one of his Talmidim, runs a sefer called Milu Avos, Milu de Avos. Chuvas Milu de Avos. It's not anything I found it once looking for it in the Wire Library. But anyway, so he also says what Chassam Sofer means is really we shouldn't keep it alive. Really, the name shouldn't exist. Let the name rot. The Shem Hashem Yirkov. But we have no choice because it's in the Megillah. We have to remember Zohar, 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 Amalek, etc., etc. So Lemaisa, that's what we try and do both. You know, you read it, but you don't read it. All right. Anyway, the different ideas. The Matei Moshe was one of the earlier Achronim in Amod HaVoda, Megillah Siman Elef Vav. Writes Kasa Baruch Haschaim. He quotes Baruch Haschaim, and he has that. Now he has it on the pasuk in B'shalach. Afilu Malaitz Malavonim. He has another point, is Mocho Emcha Migamachia Zeh Haman. Okay, quotes up in Rokeach. And he says, don't dismiss any Minhagim. And he also quotes in Bin Hakos HaRosha. All right, different sources. The Ben Ish Chai quotes from Yaakov Emden, okay, regarding his father, the Chacham Tzvi. Yaakov Emden was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. That's what Yavetz stands for, Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. So the Yaakov Emden was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. So it says, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshat Tzavi, Hilchos Purim, Shana Rishona Os Yud, 39. Okay, but etc. So he quotes a minute that we don't do this every single time Haman's name is mentioned, but rather, the first time and the last time. And other Minhagim I saw, you look in the Satan and Minhagim saw him, and they think Avriel and others, some do it only when Haman is, when something bad happens to him. You know, it's Haman Hara. Each Tsar B'Yem, Haman Hara is identified as Haman Hara. Or others do it only by the Asaris B'Nei Haman when they're hanging, you know. So the different Minhagim within this Minhag, okay. But Lamais, it's certainly a widespread Minhag, and the Ramah says not to belittle it, to make fun of it anyway. The Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim are concerned about the bilbul and the noise and so on. The Aruch HaShulchan here in some Siman Tafra Yitzadi Sivchav Gimel writes in 40, HaMinek Shatinokos Makin is Haman HuMinek Kadmon Ach Yizaru Leblila HaKos BeKolos BeEitzim Gedolim UMevalbulim HaMegilu Uporim Pim BeShchok BeKolos VeEinan Shomim Yicholim Lishmo HaKaroy. Basically, Aruch HaShulchan says sometimes it goes overboard. Okay, I remember the kibbutz cap guns and the bugles and, you know, all kinds of things, and that people would especially, you know, somebody had the, when I was a kid we had the half a day on Purim in school, and I know the yeshivas have a school now on Purim, but in my time, you know, the Orthodox community around here was much smaller, and they had a half a day basically because a lot of the kids otherwise, and they invited parents them because they weren't going to hear the Megillah otherwise. It was talking about the local yeshiva day schools in the Bergen County area. It's a different world now. But at that time, there was a significant number of kids who came to yeshivas. Parents wanted them to get yeshiva Jewish education, but they weren't so observant. And the minig in the world, so whatever, people misunderstand. They go to shul for Megillah reading at night, but during the day, I don't have to worry about it during the day. If I cared. very possible the daytime reading is the more chashuva reading, right? That's a question, but that's the Balei Tosfos point that that's why we the Ashkenazim say Shechianu during the day again a second time of Megillah reading, although we said it just the night before because that's the Ikar reading is during the day. Okay, the night is only a warm up, but that's how Rav Soloveitchik said that it says. The Rabbi Shimon Levi says on the Avdala Megillah, the mitzvah likrosa Megillah b'laila v'lishanosa bayom. So shanosa means read it at night, and the second time they're there. But the Rav said l'shanosa is miloshon mishnah to learn. The second time you have to read it in depth. The first time is just to remind yourself of the story. At night it's a warm up, just to remember the story. Then during the day you can pay attention more deeply. Anyway, but I remember what the kids what they didn't bring to school, the Bank Mahaman, and it was a Megillah reading took like an hour and a half, you know, because you had to quiet everybody down. And I remember shul, the rabbi had like a green light, a red light, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is warning about. Okay, he's saying don't make too much that people can't do it. And look what he writes at the end of the Chav Gimel, EF Shalim Chos Mutav Likros VeBeis Obeminion Afshar Beis HaKnesses Yesh Rovam Bahadus Melech. If there's such a bilbo in the shul, you won't be able to hear it, then get them in together in your house and have a private reading, okay? And Shivchav Dalet, he quotes the Divim Minhagim from the Ramon and others, not to do away with the Minig, okay? And he says not to make fun of any Minig, okay? And he also writes, in the third line of Shivchav Dalet, Minig Lahakos Kishamazkim Haman Ben Amdosa Agogi Al Derech Marisham Yotza Rosha. He says when he mentions, full name is mentioned, Haman Ben Amdosa Agogi, which is a couple times, okay, but not every time. I'd say different, again, a different minhagim. The Shlah in the Megillah Perek Ner Mitzvah in Osei 41, the Shlah writes, Mitzvah's Kriyas Megillah Chamura, and it's very important, and people are not so careful about it, and you have to be careful to read it from a properly written Megillah with a sofer, with the proper ksav and everything else. And he says, in Ra Alai Hamasa Sharnasa, and this is already Shalom's early Akron, Kitzaka Sa'am Ruba Beis HaKnesses. There's noise and the yelling and shul with Haman and Shi'efshul Ishmael Kulam Shal Tzibur. Okay? And he says that it's not right and people have to read the Megillah properly and try and make sure they hear everything properly. The Sefer Seder Hayom and Seder Purim 42, V'makom Shanorim Misachkim. It becomes a joke. Kids are hitting each other, you know, they have these long trumpets or whatever, these long plastic horns. They bang each other with it. Okay, it becomes a Kalas Rosh. And he writes, "Ain beis haknesses beis vad el Kalas Rosh." Okay, and he says, especially when it's done by kids who are not so interested in the mitzvah, they're just coming to make trouble. Okay, so it has to be careful. You have to be careful about it. And the Morgan Avraham writes, that may be why, Morgan Avraham, it's a new test here, it's in the Tofer Yitzhadi, 43, that may be why the Maharil, the Taka was careful about it, okay? And, that's why he didn't want to do it. But nevertheless, since we do it, but read, if the Balkari grows on, moves on, it's going to catch up, okay? And the Prima Gadam also, in Tofer Yish Peites, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, in the Eshel Avraham, he says, Achshav, it's better for everyone to have their own Megillah. And to read along in a Megillah, okay, word by word. Even though Barov Am Hadis Melech, but again, Machmas Rash, who Bilbul, Shemakim, Be'etzim, and Mashmi and Kol, and even the women know how to read should have their own Megillah, that's what he says, if possible. It's not always possible, okay? And then he writes, in the Prima Gadim, that's in the Simon Tov Reish Pei Tes. The next Simon Tov Reish Sadi, in Eish Avram Sikot Yud Tes, Masha Kosma Garam, Be'ot Shemakim, Haman Tzorach Likos, Be'ot Chumash, you have no choice, read for the Chumash. Okay, because miyot al peh, yotza the yevin. Like we said, if a little bit was done, reading it from printed text, like reading Bahar, it's not from the ksav. But as long as that's the miyot, then it's okay. Then it's okay. And therefore, you certainly should have a chumash. You don't have a printed miyot, at least you should have a chumash. Ashrei mishayesh megillah ksheri, but you can't at least have a chumash and follow along. Okay? And he says it's a nice minig, bang the Muhammad, and the Ramah quotes it and everything else, but he says a little bit sometimes, yotza schar mef sedem, right, since the chof alev. Okay? And he also says, the shliach tzibur should wait while they bang. Wait till the noise stops. Okay, don't. On the other hand, even that's a problem because you can't wait too long because it's yesterday neshima has to be read like an igeres. But that we're not so makbid on. So better would be to wait. Not like sometimes the Baal Kori tries to trick the tzibur. He's going to read it. Maybe they'll miss one haman. You ever see that the guy will read a pasuk? And sometimes not even on purpose. Sometimes just read on, and people forgot the bank. Anyway, but the idea is to be able to obviously be able to hear it. Okay. Just one point I want to mention. Okay. I swallowed up before. I said it quickly. We'll finish with this. And I mentioned that the children should come to the shul, right? The children are here. And apparently the children are also chayiv in Mikra Megillah. What do you mean? They're under the bar mitzvah. So it's interesting that, first of all, as the Pasuk says in Paragimel, when the decree is first promulgated, Paragimel, Pasuk Gimel, what's the goal of Haman in 46? Lahashmi laharga lahabed es kol hayudim minar vadzokin. Kaf minoshim. Everybody was in this decree. To talk about afhein hayubos haneis, here even the children and the infants even were supposed to be like the Nazis, Yimach Shemah. We're going to obliterate everybody. And as Yerushalmi in Megillah Perek Beis Alachahei, that Bar Kapora Amar Tzarech Likrosel Lifnei Noshim Lifnei Ktanim. Okay, an unusual din, and that requires further analysis. But there's an idea of even Ktanim should hear Megillah Afhein Hayubos Safik, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Avad. Rabbi Shimon Levi got his little children and his family together, as the Korban Eid explains there in 48, the Perek Beis in Yerushalmi Megillah Halacha. Rabbi Shimon Levi also came to Osav Bonav Ubnei Beis Haktanim Bekar Lifnayan. Okay, and that was they were in the Suffolk, they were in the Xerans, the Pnei Moshe explains. So there's an idea, and the Torah brings it down. It's in Tofresh Peites, quotes that Yerushalmi in 50. Rishon and Levi have a machnish bnei beis, would gather his children together, and mikan nogin b'mixus mekomos, most places really. Lahavik tanim uktanos, the shmol mikra megillah, to bring the little kids to hear the megillah read. And it's in Tofresh Peites, Sivam, the Mechaber writes, 51, minig tov, lahavik tanim uktanos, the shmol mikra megillah. Okay? The problem that Mishabura points out again, it's in Kot Yurchez, is the achshav. This is Tofresh Peites. Okay, I think he's joking around there. Napochu. Okay. Shalavad she'enam shomim. Now the kids don't hear. And the whole reason they come only is to bang by Haman, and there's no mitzvah chinuch in that sense. And you have to know, kid, you have to know the right age. Okay, you have to figure out the right age. All right. When the kid's old enough to sit, then we come to the name of Haman Agogi, so then you can bang and so on. But that can't be the whole reason. The only reason he comes is to bang by Haman. That's the Mishabur writes. All right? And we also quotes in Sukkot and Yates, what we mentioned before, from the Prima Gadim, that it's good to have your own Megillah, at least in at least a Chumash. So in case there's too much noise, Rav Henkin, who was the chief rabbi of New York City, unofficially, the days before Moshe Feinstein, he writes very, very strong. I think they even printed. If you have a chance, look in the Ezra's Torah Luch. The Ezra's Torah Luch that most shuls have hanging. We have a booklet copy. Okay, it's based on the Psalm of Henkin. It says like that. Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. We have two of them in Gvuras Eliyahu. We have other storm. I have on the shelf, Levi, other storm. But a lot of things about Minhagim in America and so on. And so I'm pretty sure the Ezra's Torah Luch, if you look on the Purim, he writes very strongly, and he says what the Minhagim are. Usually there's a Torah that tells you a little, we say Avarachim today, we don't say Avarachim today, whatever. Okay, you say Tzid Kosli, you don't say Tzid Kosli, but sometimes he goes on and he talks about what the mitzvahs are for Purim and Megillahs and so on, at Megillah reading, and he mentions, I think, in the regular Ezra's Torah Luach, I don't have it in front of me because my Talis baby is in the other room, but take a look, if you have an Ezra's Torah Luach, then you probably want to hang in the Beis Medrash, where you can access it easily enough, and it says there not to bring the kids, they're going to make too much noise and so on. Okay, and again, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Kotan Nuntes of Siman Tofrei Sadi 53 that the Ma'aril did not bang, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that he would just bang with his foot. His father used to bang with the foot, and it's too much otherwise. And certainly, it's in Kotan Samach, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tzorech Hachazon Lishtok, they should be quiet and not go on, because otherwise, the people are going to miss too many words, and some of them can make it up to half by reading from Ritul Chumash, as we said. I'll conclude with the Tshuva from Moshe Sternbuch. 54. Chuvas on Hagas Chelak Dalat Sim Kuf Ayin Hey. Okay. Ma'isa be'at beis haknes echad shehirbu ba'kos Haman. That's one shul would go overboard. V'hagabai ragaz me'od alamakim Haman shemafrim l'kriyas hamagil. The gabai didn't like it. He wanted to stop it. V'rotzo l'sakein shelo yavo yaladim v'is haknes es rak migil shei shemala. Lidfo, v'gam az lidfo rak pamayim o shalosh. Okay, he wanted to make a rule, no kids under six, and only two times, or maximum three times, you bang by Haman. So he asked Rav Shemrach this din. So what's the story? Because the people in the shul wanted to know what's the din. So V'nira Dehine HaRamo, he quotes the Ramo, that Ein Levatel Shul Minag, and V'shorish HaMinag V'hakos Haman, he quotes a different source, interesting, from the Vilna Gaon, another source we didn't have, that's why I want to show you this. Look at the fourth line, V'nira Alpima Shekosav Agro, Al Megillas Esther Chidush Pele, Ksiv, V'yemei ha-purim ha-eila lo yavru mitoch ha-yehudim b'zichron lo yosef mizarum. Okay. Upirish Hagra, well, that phrase at the end of the Megillah, right? Two phrases. Lo yavru mitoch hayhudim and zichron l'yisuk mizarim. Pirush hagro. Lo yavru mitoch hayhudim haino hagdolim. Vizichron l'yisuk mizarim haino haktanim. Dafilu kitanim chayovim. And nimtza l'fi zeh diktanim m'megillah eina midin chinuch ba'alma. Okay? Bringing the kids, I alluded to it earlier, bringing the kids diktanim to shul for Megillah is not just the regular din of chinuch. Ela takona miyuchedesi. It's a special takana. Ho, the homan arusha rotzal abed is called yehud minar v'azokin taf v'nashim, and lezos anu osim to get back at him, right? Lezos anu osim haktanu v'sakneses l'shtatev b'kriyas hamagilah feel lo egiya ba'alma l'chinuch, even though they're not yet regular age of chinuch. V'zeh michovas av, that's the parental obligation. And he quotes the Tosin in Erechon, and quotes the Yerushalmi that we saw before, Yeshua Hayim Machnes, Yeshua Ben Levi, would bring his whole family to hear the Megillah. Venera the Hainu Gama Ktanam Yosef. Sounds like his whole family, even the very little kids. And Mie Shlomo, the Kedei Lazarzam Lovo, Tikta Lahakos Haman, Kedei Shismichu Lovo. The reason we're so makbid the Bang Bahaman is to give the kids, keep them alert, to keep them involved. And therefore, Koponim near the Ein Levatos Shuminig B'Yisrael. And, work with Yeshua to make it manageable. Shemrach is hesitant to do away with this minig. I would just add, and I'll finish with this, you know, if you think about it for a second, you know, how are we yotze Megillah, Mikra Megillah? We yotze by Shomei Ka'oner, right? So I understand, we hear it, right? We hear the Baal Kori read. He has a mind to motzi us, and we have a mind to motzi to be yotze when he reads. You know, I understand Shomei Ka'oner by Kiddush. You know, how long is Kiddush? What is, how long does it take to make Kiddush? 1 minute? Less than 1 minute? You know, the Bracha, you know, I can say Shomei Ka'oner, but, you know, Megillah is it's long, you know, and it's very easy, even for an adult, for the mind to wander and to, you know, to stop paying attention. So it could be that the banging of Haman, even though Sternberg says it's for the kids, that they should, you know, or we said earlier, someone said the kids shouldn't fall asleep. And maybe for the adults too. Okay. You know, you're on the alert. You're waiting for them to say the name of, of Haman so you can bang. And I forgot to print, but the Mishnah Brura, we saw the Shulchan Aruch say before, that, you know, the Ramah brings it, we have a minute to say four psukim out loud. The Tzibur says four psukim out loud, and then the Chazan repeats it. Right? Why does the Chazan repeat it? Because again, that way you hear it, we talk aksav. But I'm talking about Ish Yehudi, and Mordechai Yotzim Lefnei HaMelech, and Yehudim Aysa Orv Simcha, and the last pasuk, Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah HaMelech, at the very end. So we say those four psukim out loud. So the Mishnah Brura, I think in Tafresh Petes, I think the Mishnah Brura says, that's done Mishum Simcha. You know, we're overjoyed. We're trying to, it's like a Pesumi Nisa. And by the way, I also saw someone say this Pesumi Nisa Indian by banging by Haman also. It's also a din of Pesumi Nisa. Another interpretation. But we say this Pesukim out loud, it's kind of a Pesumi Nisa. But then the Mishnah Brura says a different reason later on, the next Simon, the Mishnah Brura says we say this Pesukim out loud to keep people on their toes, to keep, you know, oh, we know there's certain Pesukim that you have to out loud. So we're looking, right? All these things that maybe are tricks to help us stay awake and follow closely the Mikra Megillah. We put in different things that we have to do in order to keep alert, to follow the whole Mikra Megillah proper. But anyway, that's perhaps some of the sources for this widespread minhag to make noise and do the other things by the name of Haman. And again, like the Ramah and the Beis Yosef both write, we should not make fun of him and not be malig in any minig. Of course, it should be done in such a way that it's not going to cause too much of a disturbance, for the shul. The people here Megillah reading, I think it can be done, certainly in the shuls that are run properly, can be done at the Efshel Kaim Shneim. Okay, we'll stop over here.